Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. It's time to do right. Later this week will be Valentine's Day, the celebration of love. It is a time when people express their love to others in some amazing ways. This is the season of red roses, the most popular flower used to express love. This is the time when restaurants are full, when loved ones are taken out to fancy dinners. By the way, you might still be able to make a reservation for dinner for two at a nice restaurant if you rush. This is the time when some people are going to be surprised at the expressions of love, and equally, some folks will be disappointed when they don't receive something special from somebody they have shown nothing but love all this time. This is what I want us to talk about today. It is time to do the right thing. Many of us are guilty of taking our loved ones for granted. Kids especially are guilty of not showing love and appreciation to their parents. Now, don't get me wrong. Many folks don't do the parenting stuff for their kids to always be saying thanks. They do it because they are good parents and they choose to take care of their children with no strings attached. Many parents never stop giving because they love their kids. Many parents go out of their way to provide as best as possible for their children. Maybe, just maybe, it is time to stop and say, "Thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad, for all you do for me." But sadly, there are some parents who never hear those words. Then there are those who are married. That is a relationship that can create opportunities for one or the other to be taken for granted. It is easy to take the other person for granted, the person who keeps on showing love all the time. After a while, the thank yous get fewer, and before you know it, things turn around where you see a situation with one spouse behaving as if acts of love are expected and no gratitude is shown. I think that sometimes leads to one having an affair. It certainly leads to sadness. Then there is God. You should have known this was coming, right? We're talking about people who know of God, who know God, people who have seen God shown love to them over and over again. And after a while, that relationship changes. Mind you, not many persons would get up one day and say, "You know something? I'm tired of God in my life. Today I'm going to walk away from God and there ain't nothing God can do about it." It hardly happens that way. Rather, over time, folks are less intentional about maintaining their relationship with God. They start to flirt with some not so godly activities and they start to hang out with the wrong crowds and they start skipping church every now and then and with seemingly good reasons. "Oh, I brought home some work this weekend that I have to complete for a Monday morning meeting." Or, "I have so much laundry to catch up on, I think I might skip church today and watch the service online while I mow down this laundry." After a while, it gets easier and easier to not go to church. After a while, it gets easier and easier to not read your Bible on personal time. After a while, things change. And what does God have to say? Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet there are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Jeremiah 2 and verse 11. Can you imagine God watching as his people who he has always loved slowly turn away from him and start loving other gods? Gods like money, pleasure, freedom to do what they want to do. They find other gods, and the one true God, the God who has always been there for them, he gets sidelined. I'm thinking of the story of the prodigal son. This young man, one of two, lived a good life with his dad. We never did find out what happened to their mom, but it sounds like dad was a single parent. He not only took good care of his boys, but he amassed some wealth, and the boys, they knew that it was to be shared equally between them when their dad passed away. Except the younger son, he got a crazy idea. He must have been looking around and felt that guys his age were living it up. They partied every weekend. They had many girls. They could be in one city this weekend and the next weekend they are cross country at some exciting fun event. After a while, this young man knew what he wanted. He wanted what he was missing. And so he put in a request. "Dad, why don't you give me my share of what you are going to give me anyway when you die and let me go live my life the way I want to?" Well, as it turns out, he got the money and he rolled out of his conservative life to go do his own thing. The fun was great, but after a while, funds depleted and soon he was busted and broke. He went and got a menial job. This is the kid who has never worked a day in his life because he didn't have to, but he was now feeding pigs for a living. It was really bad. One day, he came to his senses and decided the wise thing to do was to swallow his pride, put himself together as best he could, and go home and beg his dad to take him back, even as a servant. Dad took him back all right. Dad had waited and waited for the day when his son would come home, and Dad celebrated him. Dad welcomed him home with joyful celebration. I wonder if you are the young man in this story. I wonder if you have exchanged God and godliness for what you thought would be a better life. You walked away from a God who loved you unconditionally and went in search of something that seemed better, but you are reluctant to admit that you are disappointed, sorely disappointed. You want to come back home to God, right? He is waiting. God has never stopped loving you, and believe me, if you make that trip home to God, you are going to be in for the surprise of your life. He won't beat up on you. He won't tell you off. He won't turn his back on you. He won't set you aside as punishment. God is love, period. He will welcome you home with open arms and just continue to show you real love, love you don't deserve, but the best love you could ever hope for. Maybe we're having this conversation today because it is time to do right. Come home to Jesus, my friend. He is waiting for you.